Ever notice how your mild-mannered neighbor transforms into an aggressive road warrior the moment they slide behind the wheel? This isn't just your imagination. It's a documented psychological phenomenon that reveals something profound about human nature. Inside our metal cocoons, we become different people. The car creates a peculiar social environment. We're simultaneously isolated from others, yet thrust into direct competition with them. Without the immediate feedback of seeing someone's face crumple when we cut them off, we feel liberated to act in ways we'd never dream of face to face. Our communication toolkit shrinks to horns, lights, and gestures, crude instruments compared to the nuanced expressions we rely on in normal conversation. This communication deficit breeds misunderstanding and frustration. When someone delays at a green light, we don't see a distracted human, we see an incompetent obstacle. Meanwhile, when we make the same mistake, it's because something important demanded our attention. Psychologists call this the fundamental attribution error, attributing others' mistakes to character flaws while excusing our own as circumstantial. The car becomes an extension of ourselves, which explains why a minor scratch can feel like a personal assault. Ever locked eyes with another driver at an intersection? That brief moment activates ancient social mechanisms governing human interaction for millennia. When we let someone merge, we're engaging in reciprocal altruism, building social capital with the expectation someone will return the favor. Conversely, honking at someone who cuts us off is strong reciprocity, punishment enforcing community standards. At busy intersections where formal rules break down, eye contact becomes crucial for negotiating right-of-way. A quick glance communicates intention more effectively than any turn signal. Drivers in chaotic traffic systems, like India or Italy, rely heavily on these visual cues to navigate successfully. Pedestrians feel particularly vulnerable at crosswalks because without this connection, they can't be sure they've been seen. These silent conversations represent a fundamental human need to be seen and recognized by others. You switch lanes in traffic only to watch your original lane speed ahead. This isn't bad luck, it's perception. When your lane crawls, you notice others passing. When it moves, you focus on driving, not comparing. This creates a skewed impression that other lanes are faster. Research shows we overestimate traffic wait times by 25% or more, and unoccupied time feels longer than occupied time. A Canadian study found frequent lane changes saved mere seconds while significantly increasing stress and accident risk. Loss aversion intensifies this. The pain of watching others advance while stuck exceeds the pleasure of moving ahead. Traffic frustration isn't just about delay. It's about uncertainty, perceived unfairness, and the limits of human perception in complex systems. Picture a lane closure ahead. Most drivers merge early, forming a single line well before the bottleneck. Meanwhile, a few zoom ahead in the empty lane, merging at the last moment. Who's right? Traffic engineers have a clear answer. The zipper merge, using both lanes fully until the merge point, then alternating, increases traffic flow by approximately 15%. Early merging, while seemingly polite, reduces efficiency by abandoning usable road space. Yet, drivers using the open lane face hostility and deliberate blocking, driven by fairness intuitions that override system efficiency. Several states now promote zipper merging through education campaigns, recognizing that changing behavior requires addressing social norms. What feels right, merging early, actually worsens the situation for everyone. This paradox appears throughout traffic systems, where intuitive individual choices often produce suboptimal collective outcomes. Consider how many decisions you make in a single minute of driving. You judge distances, anticipate movements, interpret signals, and adjust to conditions, all automatically. These complexities emerge when engineers teach machines to drive. Stanford University's autonomous vehicles must translate the analog world of traffic into digital instructions, revealing how sophisticated human driving actually is. Take a four-way stop. Humans navigate this easily using subtle cues, slight vehicle movements, eye contact, intuitive turn taking. Programming robots to understand these nuanced social interactions proves extraordinarily difficult. When Stanford's autonomous SUV encountered a blocked road, it improvised a three-point turn, a maneuver requiring spatial reasoning humans perform intuitively, but machines need complex algorithms for. We excel at pattern recognition, quickly distinguishing relevant from irrelevant information. We anticipate behavior based on subtle cues and adapt fluidly to novel situations without explicit instructions. Why do 93% of American drivers rate themselves as above average? This mathematical impossibility reveals our optimistic bias. We assume we're better than average at familiar tasks, especially without evidence proving otherwise. Driving operates in a feedback vacuum. When we tailgate, skip signals, or cut someone off, we rarely face consequences. Without objective performance metrics, we naturally assume superior skills. Systems like DriveCam, which records incidents triggered by unusual vehicle movements, shatter this illusion. Drivers who considered themselves excellent watch recordings of themselves tailgating, drifting between lanes, or narrowly avoiding collisions. Our self-assessment is further distorted by the fundamental attribution error. We blame our mistakes on unusual circumstances while viewing others' errors as character flaws. Without accurate feedback, drivers continue risky behaviors, confident in abilities they don't possess. The next time you're stuck in gridlock, consider this. At least you're not likely to be eaten by your fellow commuters. Mormon crickets face this grim fate during mass migrations across Western highways. These flightless insects move in enormous bands, driven by a simple motivation: avoid being cannibalized by the cricket behind you. This seemingly cooperative movement emerges from intensely self-interested behavior, creating an important parallel to human traffic. Ants provide a striking contrast. Despite lacking traffic signals or centralized control, ant colonies move efficiently without jams. They maintain consistent spacing and steady speeds that maximize flow. When congestion begins, ants spontaneously open new lanes by widening trails or finding alternative routes. Some species practice platooning, moving in coordinated clusters, a strategy traffic engineers now attempt with connected vehicle technology. These natural examples reveal key principles. Consistent speeds maintain better flow than stop-and-go patterns. Cooperative behavior produces better outcomes for everyone, and adaptive responses to changing conditions maintain efficiency. Every time you get behind the wheel, you're participating in one of humanity's most complex social experiments, navigating a landscape where ancient instincts collide with modern technology, where individual psychology shapes collective outcomes, and where your choices ripple through thousands of other drivers. The road reveals us at our most human: competitive yet cooperative, rational yet emotional, confident yet fallible. Understanding these dynamics doesn't just make you a better driver, it offers a window into human nature itself. So the next time traffic frustrates you, remember, you're not stuck in traffic, you are traffic. And in that shared experience lies the opportunity to transform not just how we drive, but how we think about cooperation, risk, and our place in the systems we create together.